everyone, this is Arvin. Welcome to Very Filipino Problems and nandito ang Engineering Club. Yay!
Yay!
Lima tayo.
Anyang! Anyang!
Yeah, Clint, Noel! Vanessa and Malay in
the podcast.
Ayan, welcome back, Noel. I think for a couple of
good evening, everyone.
Weeks na napalayo ka sa amin dahil nag work-related trips.
Yes, true.
Kumusta yung trip mo?
Trip ko sa Armenia, okay naman. It's fulfilling since first ko, nag-international, and then everything was cheaper there. So, hayaay ang buhay.
Cheaper? Cheaper than Philippines?
Yes. Talaga. Yes, actually, oo. Parang based sa experience, yung mga fine dining nila roon, parang 500 pesos natin, may ano ka na, 3 main courses ka na, mga something like that. So how much pa yung mga mas lower, parang karinderia type, mas mura.
Okay.
Parang less than 100, busog ka na eh. Tsaka yung travel doon, mura rin talaga. As in, parang 1,000 pesos, buong araw na yun na travel, kasama na yung pagkain, di ba?
Nice pala dun. I never been there. And I don't even know if that's part of Europe or Asia.
Actually, Europe siya. Pero nasa taas lang siya ng Iran. So, kumbaga, gateway siya sa Europe.
Boundary.
Without Schengen siguro. Kasi hindi sila kasama ng EU.
Yeah, that's so true. And alam naman natin, being Filipinos with the limited, passageway to different countries.
Europe.
Diba? Pag tumawag tayo ng Europe tapos nagkaroon tayo ng Schengen visa, ang laki na ng ng balor, diba?
Oo. Laki na ng sakop mo na pwede mo mapuntahan. Oo. Yeah. Pero, yun nga, Armenia, kung gusto mong pumunta without that visa, Armenia, Georgia, I guess, Azerbaijan and Turkey, yun yung mga walang visa. Magkakatabi lang sila actually.
Yeah. But based from my research, some other countries that are located in Europe, they waive the visa requirements for those people na outside the EU with a citizenship outside the EU but is a better resident, like in EU, like yung residence card, yun lang kailangan nila. So but I'm not sure if Armenia is one, so I've never been there.
Yeah, and not sure then.
Yeah, the last time I checked it, it's like yung mga tickets so damn expensive going there. Georgia, Armenia, from here.
Kasi nasa taas ka ng Europe, then yung Armenia kasi pinakadulo na ng Europe yun sa baba. Asia na. Oo.
As nasa north kami, so yeah, it's probably that's why sobrang layo. Anyway, guys, we're going to talk about toxic Filipino culture dito. And we are going to concentrate in talking about like family culture. So ano yung mga Filipino culture na we kind of a little bit disagree with. Di natin gusto to. But then it's actually existing in our culture and we would want to make changes. So this is coming from a content by Divya Robin. She's a therapist and wellness educator, and she has this handle Mind Matters with Div in Instagram. So yeah, thanks for her for bringing this up. And it's not basically created to tackle about like Filipino culture in particular, but for some reason we can relate on these kind of topics. I'm not sure if you are going to be able to finish these topics for this episode, so probably there's a continuation of this later on. But then let's start with the first item in my hand right now. And thanks, Clint, pala, for bringing this up and suggesting this in our topic. So, the basic family structure of our in the Philippines is that Usually meron tayong ano parents and then siblings and then sometimes we have like extended families and these are still part of our family, like for example lolos and lolas and kamag-anak, tito, tita, name it. We treat those people as part of our family. It's so different in the Western culture that, you know, when you started your own family, it's just that the parents and the siblings. On Filipino, usually kasama yung relatives. So, sabi dito, number one, you should never disagree or question family members. So sabi, disagreeing or having a different opinion can be done in a respectful way. People do not have to be the same to be respectful. Disagreeing is not a sign of disrespect, but dismissing someone's thoughts, feelings, or reality is considered disrespect. So, coming from the Filipino family, probably I also experienced this, that parang you don't have, you should not disagree or question yung mga family, especially kapag ano, mas matanda sila, na alamin na experience natin na, oy, sumasagot ka na sa magulang mo, sumasagot ka na sa matanda, and for some reason ano eh, sobrang hindi ko siya maintindihan kung bakit ganun. Maybe there's quite a lot of reason why we kind of respect all elderly. Yeah, well, that is respecting, but disagreeing with their opinions is a different thing, right? What do you think about that, guys? Do you think we should change that, or do you think that it's fine for us to disagree or question family members? Is it so that we should not?
It fairly depends. It fairly depends on the situation, diba? If you're a little bit younger, let's just say high school, ganyan, like less than 18 years old, and you're still learning a lot of things, right? Okay lang yung parang at the same time, we try to listen as much as we can, pero kasi it's about time that we try to open communication between the elder people and the younger generation. Kasi sometimes there are things na sa sobrang tagal na nila hindi sila bata. Pero mga bagay na hindi na nila na-experience, diba? And being the party na parang pinapagalitan or kaya pinagsasabihan, syempre, parang bigyan mo naman din ng konting benefit of the doubt yung taong nagsasabi. Minsan din, ano rin eh, parang pangit na, out of line na yung matanda ka na. Let's just say 25, 26, 30 ka na, ganyan. Tapos, adult ka na, di ba? You've learned a lot of things. And sometimes, madalas din sa mga kamag-anak, preconceived notion. O kaya, kung ano yung, minsan nadadala eh, kung ano yung natatandaan nila ng bata ka, parang nadadala hanggang pagtanda mo. To the point na kapag nagkakaroon na ng argument, especially yung mga hurtful argument, parang nauungkat yung nakaraan na kung saan you've already moved on or you've already parang moved past that mistake. Yan. So parang respect lang. Actually, we can do it with respect. Pero ang problema rin din sa mga older generations natin, the moment na magsalita kahit sino sa atin, agad-agad marked as bastos pa just because you're trying to talk. Yun.
Okay.
Yung sa part ko, does it make sense?
Yeah, I think for us millennials, probably we already experienced such things na alam mo yun, nag-uumpisa ka pa lang mag-point out ng sarili mong opinion. Barado ka na kasi mas matanda yung kausap mo. Or dapat as a family, you always have to be on the same page. Kahit na, alam mo, sometimes you are the one that is outlying on the different direction, di ba? It's so hard. I think it's, napag-usapan natin ito before when we are talking about like election problems. alam mo yun, kapag meron ka sariling opinion, may sarili kang gustong iboto, and then your family is like rooting for this specific ano candidate, it's so hard to speak up and tell your opinions, and probably also to some extent influence them to vote otherwise, di ba? And ayun, we're not going to talk about like what the result or ano yung nangyari do, dahil hindi nangyari itong, or hindi natin convince yung mga tao to vote otherwise, but the problem here is that it's hardly talked by na in the family na tanggapin natin or tanggapin naman na at least mga nakakatanda yung opinion din ng nakababata. It applies not only to your parents, it applies also to your aunts, uncles, lolo, lola, and everything. And sometimes it's so toxic because not all the times, naniniwala ko, not all the times they are correct. Not all the times they have not all the times na tama yung sasabihin nila, at not all the times na nasa linya pa sila ng ano ng topic or ng pinag-uusapan nyo. And for some reason nahirapan din ako na magsabi na wait, I think otherwise, but then mababago kasi yung pagtingin nila sa iyo, na oh, itong batang to ano to suwail na bata to, suwail agad, di ba? Eh opinion pa lang naman yung pinag-usapan, hindi naman yung parang kinokontra mo na yung kung anong kailangan yung gawin, di ba? Parang hindi pa makapasok tayo sa usapan. What more, kapag ginawa mo yung mga ayaw nilang gawin, di ba?
So true. Alam mo ba, ang masama pa dito, it transcends to work, especially for those in the workplace na medyo matanda na. Parang, di ba, especially sa field natin, we're engineering. So every day, it's changing. Every day, there's a new innovation, ganyan, ganyan. And sometimes, yung mga standards, I'm really sorry, pero there are some people in the workplace where, sabihin na natin, oo, well-experienced na, pero they're so outdated na, hindi na nagsistand yung ano nila yung knowledge nila or what they know. So, minsan nagtatrasend yung toxicity of that kind of mindset na dapat pag matanda, wag mo sabutin, di ba? Wala lang, napansin ko lang.
Yeah. Kaya ako minsan, ano, ayoko din, alam mo yun, parang ano, magtanong kung ilan taong ka na ba? or mas tanda ka ba sa akin? Di ba? Kasi parang doon nagiging basis yung pagkatama at pagkamali ng isang tao eh. Lalo na sa ating mga Pilipino, 'di ba? Parang older people are more experienced than you. And it's wrong. It's totally wrong. Especially for those people na alam mo, even though they are old, they stick to a place, to a specific place na hindi man lang nila nakita yung ibang mga approach sa buhay or ibang mga bagay sa buhay. Like they probably already live their own life on this belief na ito lang yung nakita nila, so ito na yung tama. So guys, how about the other guys? Do you have some like thoughts about it?
For me, yung ganyang thought is nakuha ng mga older generations because they experience it themselves. But observing yung new generations ngayon, it is now somewhat changing, diba? So it's not necessarily na kung sinabi ng mas nakakatanda na ito yung tama, susundin ng mas nakababata. Yun. So for the old generations, ang iniisip ko dyan is they tend to just give that idea or just give that command because they just know na yun lang yung tama or yun lang yung only way. But we know that as new generations, there are new ways on how to attack a problem or new ways on how to deal or new solutions on how to solve problems that we have today, diba? And yeah, as I said, good thing we are slowly changing that culture. We know na yung ganyang parang sino yung nakatanda sila yung tama. Parang it's more likely parang living. Nalilive na natin or nalilive na siya dun sa mga old generations. And then new generation starts to change. That's what I am seeing nowadays. Lalo na sa mga bagong parent or sa mga diba, bagong mag-asawa na same generation natin, it starts to ano talaga, to impact change. They tend to listen on their children na, or they tend to listen on other advices, not necessarily older to them but younger, diba? So yeah, I based kung sasagutin ko yung question mo, if we need to change it, I guess we don't necessarily change it, but we go on what should be the right thing to do. And the rest will follow. Yeah.
I agree on your point. But you know what? That goes back to, for example, if you're the one that is getting older, getting kids, getting nieces and pamangkins, di ba? Do we have the control over how we are going to react with them? Or are we going to, copy the strategy of our parents, of our elders, na, okay, ganito sila, so dapat ganito din tayo, or are we going to draw that particular card na mas matanda tayo ngayon, so tayo dapat yung masunod, or are we going to open our minds to accept opinions of younger people? So ano lang yan eh, parang ko sa Tagalog, pasa-pasa lang, di ba? And that's a good question. Like, definitely I don't know the answer. I'm not there yet. I'm not limiting myself and implementing things na ganoon sa buhay ko. But that would be a good question moving forward na are we able to change on ourselves or the change will start on our next generation or the future generations as well. So parang ang hirap din maiisip eh, dahil na ideal tayo mag-isip ngayon. Pero pag nandun na, parang mapapadal mag-isip ko na, oh, gagawin ko ba yung ginawa sa akin? Dadaanin ko ba yung elderly card? the elderly card, yun. So, yeah, go Malaya.
I think for the most part, yung keyword na gusto kong palitan dun sa sinabi ni
I think we're losing.
So the key thing that I want to point out, the sinabi ni Divya, is we should never question our elders. So I think the thing we need to change is the word never. We should also be open to criticism din naman, because their can be helpful in certain situations. But to never question them means you're accepting everything. But na pinasa lang din sa'yo. And as the younger generation and the more flexible and having the mindset na dapat change should be for the better, whatever you're doing, maganda yung pakinggan mo sila kung okay naman yung magiging effect. But to never question them is something that we should change.
Yeah, and I think for some things na kailangan ipag-usapan, kailangan i-open up sa ating mga elderlies, hindi naman lahat na kailangan dapat same page, di ba? That you can I think we can continue our lives and it will be a lot easier kung we're just going to leave it an open with an open ending na okay regarding these kind of topics. I'm pro, you're con, let's move on kasi hindi naman siya directly makaka-affect sa atin on our life kasi they already had their own lives with their own kids, which is us, or their own younger generations, which is us, and we will have our own too. And by the time na meron na tayong younger generations, they exactly don't have the chance anymore. This is our chance, di ba? So yun nga, parang bumalik din tayo sa part na mana-mana lang yan. You already had your own chance of implementing things. This is our chance. This is our life. This is our time. So, by the time na yung other ating younger kids, sila naman yung mag-grow older and they will have their own way of, you know, implement or living life or principles and beliefs. Then they will already have their own chances as well, 'di ba? And tayo naman yung mawawala dun sa limelight. So, yun nga, parang nakikita ko dito, parang may spotlight lang eh. Kanya-kanyang panahon lang din, di ba? So, yeah. Clint? Just for you us to go to the next topic or whatever.
May na-realize din ako na before natin sila ma-question kasi is we should at least try their advice first and if it doesn't work tsaka na lang natin sila sabihin na hey, na-try naman natin to, pwede bang eto gawin ko naman yung gusto ko, then ganun yung gagawin, ganun yung naisip ko para lang masabi na ginawa natin yung option nila before na mag-propose na ito yung nagawa ko, parang ganun. Tapos some parents kasi may mga tendencies din na kung paano yung treatment nila sa kanilang mga anak simula nung bata pa, teenager, pagdating na din sa adulthood ganun pa rin. May mga ibang parents na ganun na yung treatment ganun pa rin. Yun muna.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like it varies nga depending on the treatment and depending din do sa kung ano yung pinagdidisagreehan or and whatever. But yeah, I mean like moving forward, we have to respect everyone else's opinion. That's it, regardless of the age and whatever background we have, even though we are still living on their own roof.
Okay. May question na lang ko. Are you willing to get hurt or kumbaga matinding it's a very painful process if we choose na tayo yung magbe-break ng quote and quote nung family curse, parang ganun. Tayo yung magbe-break nung ano na yon, nung bad toxic Filipino traits ganun sa family. Yun lang yung question ko sa inyong lahat.
Well, I think it will probably hurt our elderlies, but yun nga yung sabi ko na for me, they already had their chances and these are our chances. So kapag may binago tayo at hindi sila agree, well, this is our life. They can't do anything about it. And then for that, probably kung hindi natin gagawin na yung transition, kung hindi tayo nag-disagree dun sa culture natin and we are not going to do the transition, then tayo din yung ma-hurt in the future if we're going to delay it or if we're going to pagdating na araw, mga kids natin, sila naman yung mag-iisip, sila naman yung magdi-disagree dun sa toxic culture. I'm pretty much sure of that. So, with that, it's about like, kailan yung timing? are we going to take the damage today or take the damage in the future when we're older? So for me, I think I can take the damage today.
Same. I agree with Arvin. Parang, kailan pa? Diba? If your main concern is you're gonna hurt the elders in your family because you're just stating your opinion, hindi ka naman nakikipag-away sa kanila. Usually, most of the time that it seems unfair is the times na parang gusto mo lang makipag-usap, gusto mo lang mag-open ng dialogue. Hanggang kailan? Diba? Hanggang kailan ka magsaset ng boundaries for them? Forever mo bang parang ipa-prioritize yung feelings nila over your feelings? Diba? They had their time. Yeah, like Arvin said, they had their time and this is your time. So this time around, if you follow your decision, diba? Parang kung magkamali ka, at least sinasisihin mo, sarili mo lang. Kasi decision mo yun. Diba? So kaya, huwag mo nang patagalin sa totoo lang. Start the dialogue, start setting up boundaries para hindi mo maramdaman yung para hindi na natin i-uphold yung never talk back to your elders. Pangat kasi yun. Yun lang.
Yeah. Definitely ma-realize at mararamdaman din nila yung changes. And it could be painful for other people. It could be like just fine. It's the way of the life. So probably it's I hope that our elders, at least in our circle, will be able to makatawid dun sa changes na ginagawa ng current generation. But anyway, that's a good point, and I think we had our points bulleted down already. So let's go to the next topic. The next topic will be we should as Filipinos tolerate harmful people because they are related to you. So it's according to the topic, mental or emotional harm or abuse should not be put aside to tolerate people. If someone has caused you harm, especially without accountability, you are valid to do what's best for you to protect your mental and emotional energy. So, I'm pretty much sure na in any way, emotional, mental pain, physical pain, kung ano man yan, abuse na yan, we should not tolerate it in any level, in any case. So yun, parang I am a promoter of peace. I do believe na dapat we all are in peace and harmony. Wow, English yun. So ang nakikita ko lang is that sometimes we are overprotective of our family. And sometimes may mali lang ginagawa yung family natin, but susuportahan pa natin because of our belief na blood is always thicker than water, 'di ba? I don't really believe on that specific saying. I'm going to tell my family, my relatives na kapag mali ang ginagawa nila, na mali ginagawa nila. If I know na mali talaga, even though they are all of my own blood. And I think it's also applicable for other people as well. Even though they are not family, even they are friends, so we have to treat each other equally, I think. Syempre, andun pa rin yung point na sometimes sinasabi ng mga Filipino na mas matimbang to kasi kadugo ko to and whatever, but then on the brighter side, hindi naman natin to pinili eh. hindi natin pinili mga kamag-anak natin, hindi natin pinili kung ano yung gagawin nila. Hindi natin kontrolado yung ginagawa nila and whatever. So, I always go back to morality. What is told by my moral values and if my relatives and friends are still doing it or not. So, yeah. I think we should not tolerate any harmful people in our lives. So, any opinions or comments for that as well?
Go ahead. Damo, meron ako. Sample lang po, ha? Which is so common in some of my friends. And I, ano, parang nasasaktan ako for them. Kasi I have this friend na kung saan she has a kid na, may asawa siya. Tapos, sobrang malas ng taong na to. Hindi ko na lang babanggatin ko sino to, pero sobrang malas siya. As in, hindi ko alam kung paano ko siya i-console. Why? It's because of that particular toxic trait. Alam mo kung paano? Like, all fours nangyayari sa kanya. Number one, may asawa siya na cheater. Pero kinakausap siya ng mga in-laws niya na patawarin mo na, lalaki lang. Eh, putang inang yan. Sorry.
Okay lang, explicit tayo dito.
Ano, ganun ba? Pwede ba? Yung isang front na yun, naiinis ako. Like, parang bakit kailangan patawarin? Bakit kailangan pagbigyan? Di ba? Na parang bakit ang dahilan, lalaki naman? So, sasabihin pa sa kanya, asawa mo naman yan eh, may anak na kayo. Kawawa naman yung anak nyo kapag naging broken family kayo. At what expense? Di ba? At what expense? Ayun na, hayaan lang na mag-cheat. E di, nangyari na nga yun, no? Friend, ewan ko lang kung maniniwala kayo o hindi. Pero yung same friend ko ngayon, nagkaroon na naman ng another malas. Alam mo ko ano? Meron silang ano, let's just say na manyakis na pinsan. Meron siyang manyakis na pinsan na took advantage of her. Tapos, ang pinalalabas ng mga kamag... Ito nakakainis eh. Sinasabihan siya ng kamag-anak, patawarin yung pinsan kasi pinsan naman niya. Pero at the same time, sinichismis siya na siya yung may gusto. Ay putang ina, nakainis talaga. Like, ang layo-layo ng lugar nung kaibigan ko to, hindi ko siya makonsol. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung advice ko sa kanya. Pero at the same time, sabi ko sa kanya, alam mo, umalis ka na dyan sa bahay nyo. Huwag ka nang makinig dyan sa mga kamag-anak mo. Pabayaan mo na ako nung kinakalat nila. Kasi sobra-sobra na eh. Parang nukmuka naman na kondedehado yung ginagawa sa'yo. Like, it's that exact toxic trait na parang there's so many harmful people around her already and she is the one, parang siya pa yung sinasabihan na siya yung magpakumbaba, siya yung magpatawa. Like, why would we tolerate something like that? I pag mga ganong scenario, like, wala na, my family is dead. Kung if ever I get to a point or in a position something like that, wala na akong pamilya. I don't care. Kasi bakit nila pinoprotektahan yung taong nananakit, hindi yung taong nasaktan, di ba? Yun lang, parang yun, nakakagigil talaga yung scenario na yun. Sobrang toxic, sana nga mawala na yung ganyan eh. Kaya maraming mga, ano yung mga manyakis na hindi nakukulong because of family din eh. Yun lang.
And probably because of influence. Like, okay, even though there's no family, there are influential people. Sorry sa mga tatawan.
I'm sorry talaga sa mga undergo. I'm really sorry. For those who are undergoing the same, please lang cut off from your family already. Mas importante ikaw, mas importante mental health mo. Please lang, kung sino man yung nakaka-relate sa scenario na yun.
Yeah, that is so true. So, well... Well, sorry. Alarm. Anyway, for that kind of situation, I think that any form of harmful thing, we should not tolerate. But then, may mga nangyayari talaga sa Filipinos na alam mo yon, parang pag may nangyayaring gulo, sugod yung buong pamilya. Diba? So, alam naman natin kung sino yung mali at tama. It's very evident, it's very but then, you know, parang kapag kapamilya natin tapos nagawa ng pagkakamali or nagkaroon ng kaaway yung kapamilya natin, automatic ang mga Filipino dikit agad sa family, 'di ba? Sabihin natin na you na nakaaway mo family ko, kaaway na rin kita. automatic without knowing or without understanding whatever is happening around the situation. But I guess and I think na dapat we still have to understand. We still have to go back to zero. Ano nangyari? Anong bakit nakaaway to? And it usually be on a single sided kasi on the kamag-anak level, we only hear whatever our kamag-anak is telling us. It's not the other way around. We are not going to approach the other people kasi it's always been like, oh, kamag-anak mo naman yan, ikakampihin mo yan, di ba? Andun din yung thinking niya na kampi ka kaagad kahit hindi pa, di ba? So it's, I think in this kind of situation, ang hirap maging mediator eh. Parang maiipit ka sa gitna. Kung gusto mo pakagitna, maiipit ka pa rin dun sa part na kamag-anak and blood is always thicker than water. But then, yun nga, it's a generational thing probably. It's a cultural thing as well. We can probably change it. I hope so. I think everyone else probably disagree na we have always had to protect our family members even though they are causing harm to other people or even causing harm to yourself, di ba? Parang hindi natin kailangan tolerate yan. So any
other...
Yeah, Vanessa.
Sorry. Yeah, go. Hindi naman masama kung mapisa ka mag-anak. Pero siyempre, maging critical pa rin tayo sa kamag-anak natin. Nasa tama ba siya o nasa mali? Kasi kung itotolerate din natin yung mali, hindi magbabago yung kamag-anak natin, di ba? Hindi natin i-call out. And lang.
Very true. And any other like opinions and comments for you guys?
For me, yung mga ganong toxic traits ng mga kamag-anak, yeah, it really, really exists up to now. So, for me, what I was doing is, wala akong kinakampihan. Kumbaga, if there will be, let's say, may kamag-anak kang may kaaway, then hindi mo naman kamag-anak yung inaway nun. So, I will not immediately na kakampi. Uy, kamag-anak ko to kakampi. Hindi ganon. Kumbaga, I will try to parang mediate but not on the fact na magkakasakitan or medyo magulo na. Siyempre, iwas tayo doon. But on that hit of the scenario, I will not, parang hindi ako kakampi kahit kanino. And then, I will check kung ano ba talaga yung nangyari, ano ba yung scenario, and then if talagang mali yung kamag-anak mo or kapamilya mo, of course, kakausapin ko sila or kakausapin mo sila na kayong dalawa lang without or not in public, I mean, gano'n. Para you can talk what happened, bakit gano'n siya nag-react, bakit gano'n yung point of view niya. Diba? And then you can lay out then kung what should he done or she done to prevent that something. But at the end of the day, if talagang toxic, let's say, hindi siya nakikinig sa'yo or talagang wala. So it's time na rin na I agree dun sa quote kanina na you must free yourself from those toxic people regardless kung kamag-anak mo sila or hindi, di ba? So, by that way, hindi mo naman sila itatakwil eh. Kumbaga, well, pag nakita kayo, say hi, something like that. But not on the point na you will always come to the rescue for them. Yun.
Fair enough, I would say. Like, we all, yun nga, sabi ko, like, we always have to know the situation first before going into or siding anything or like probably expressing your sides. You don't have to like express your sides always, diba? Like ako strategy ko minsan pag may mga kamag-anak ako and then alam kong mali sila, but in the Filipino culture kapag kinontra mo sila, kontrabida ka. kalaban ka. You're on the other side. Where in fact, probably you're just understanding what is happening around, di ba? So, on that scenario, on that case, I would say na, okay, I'm going to take a step back, get out of the situation, and understand it from the distance. So, that is my approach. And I think that will be like easier for me. But sometimes, yeah, di natin maiwasan, nasa harap na natin, di ba? So, I don't know. Probably it's like something to do with the changing in ourselves also. Para in the next generation, we will not be able to experience that as well. So, I hope a lot of people will realize na there's no point of tolerating harmful people in any form, in any case, even though it's not your relative, it's friends and it's family. So, I would say na yun. I don't tolerate any harmful things. So that's actually two of the items, and I think we are like approaching the time now. So maybe there will be another session for this. Let's take it like two at a time kasi medyo mahaba yung mga topic na to. So just to summarize, no, the first item kanina is that you should never disagree or question family members. And then the next topic is that you should tolerate harmful people or not tolerate or like should not tolerate harmful people because they are related to you. So I think we're on the same page, at least on this kind of topic na hindi dapat natin itolerate ang harmful people even though they are related to us. And then we should also point out our opinions and not never or disagree at times or, you know, question whatever we have to question, even though they are all our elders and family members. So yeah, any other like opinions or I think that's it, no? Okay.
Yeah, I think that marami na tayong na-cover for tonight.
Yeah. And well, for people that are listening here, we will continue this. There will be like a couple of parts after this. There are still like a lot of items to be discussed in the toxic family, Filipino family culture. Let's cut it off right now. So this is Rare Filipino Problems now signing off. Thank you guys for being here. Colleen, Noel, which is coming back, Vanessa and Malaya. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.